The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you. I'm down in Eugene. Danny back up in Portland, as we do most Wednesdays. Next Wednesday, we won't have that because it's a bye week next week.
But
before
that's
right. Yeah, the Oregon Ducks have the Wisconsin Badgers. And you heard that, yes. Jerry Allen, voice of the Ducks, is here. Eight straight weeks without a bye. The Big Ten doing Oregon a big favor there with eight consecutive games throughout the course of the season. That nobody else in the Big Ten has that one.
And three of Oregon's opponents got byes before they played Oregon.
Yeah, Maryland, Wisconsin, Washington. Yeah.
Now Oregon gets the bye before Washington, too. Hey, Boomer, how are you?
How are you up there, Danny? Oh, there he is.
No, I'm good.
See, I like Boomer. Boomer is a...
You know why?
Boomer is a guy.
Boomerang.
Have you ever... Have you ever been called Boomer before?
No.
We finally got a new one.
Yeah.
This guy's been called everything. Most of it's not good.
None of it's good.
Yeah, but Boomer is a great one.
There you go.
I'm going to have to go make a new Crocodile Dundee open or something for that.
Yeah.
Playing the boomerang.
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
And that fits Danny to perfection.
Yes.
On so many levels.
Along with the shovel and lie in his trunk.
Well, for lawn maintenance only.
Yeah. This has been an incredible run, though. Last week, we talked about this over the course of the game and the post game. It was a weird rhythm to that Maryland game. It was kind of just up and down, and it was kind of a... There's been so much buzz in Autzen Stadium before every home game, and I think it was like a one-win in conference play Maryland team coming in. There was just a lot that seemed off to get that rhythm of that game going.
Yeah, we kind of talked about it when we came upstairs, Jorgie and I did, and Joey, and when you came up, joined us, it was like the fans were kind of late arriving. The emotion wasn't there. We didn't feel it. I mean, so it's understandable how, and some fans would say, no, they should be prepared and ready. It's understandable how a group of 18, 19, 20-year-olds would not have the same energy they have for an Ohio State or a team coming in that's got a winning record and is a dangerous team. It's not a letdown. It's just, you played the game. Sometimes you're just
not getting fired up for the Turtle.
Yeah, you're not getting fired up.
Well, and to have that game and you win by 21, I think it sure says a lot about this Oregon program and where Dan Lanning has it.
Yeah, go back to the way the season started. You know, after a couple of games, three games, it's like, gosh, maybe this team isn't as good as, anticipated. The preseason rankings and something's missing, and then all of a sudden this changed in the startle on the offensive line, and it is Dan Lanning. It's his staff and the attention to detail and going to the doctor on Sunday and figuring out what was wrong and fixing it to the next week. They had a long doctor's appointment on Sunday.
That they did.
13 penalties?
Yeah. 12 for 95?
Yeah. So,
in that instance, don't you almost kind of want that to happen? If you're going to have a game that they don't get up for, but they still win by three scores, you don't want to go into the tape and have it be ho-hum. Let's find an axe to grind. And you can go, look, we won. I don't care about that right now because here's where you failed to execute and you can count to double digits how many times you failed to execute. And it's almost like, instead of having to search directly for like, okay, we need to find somebody to keep things motivated, keep things on track, it feels like that maybe that's almost, it's not that good that it happened, but it's almost kind of a blessing in disguise to have that be the thing that you can point back to and be like, you need to clean this up or else.
You know, no coach will ever agree with you or me, and I agree with you, that it was a good, bad game. Mm-hmm. It's never a good, bad game. I mean, you always want to play your best. Look at Oregon men's basketball last night. They got away with a win last night. They played horrible. Dana Altman's going to use that. All right? You got to win. Oh, we got to win. No, don't give me that win crap, okay? You guys were bad. You didn't look good. Well, football, they looked okay on Saturday, Dusty, Danny, but they made a lot of mistakes. They made a lot of mistakes that a team that is the number one team in the nation at this time of the season shouldn't be making.
Well, I'm glad Coach Lanning addressed this because I saw it and I so desperately wanted to say something, but Coach Lanning said today after practice, when asked what they're doing to cut down on penalties, Coach Lanning said the Oregon DBs are wearing boxing gloves this week in practice. And because of the defensive holding at the top of routes, the pass interference, they put mitts on the defensive backs. So you want to get used to not holding? Not having fingers.
It's like putting the cone on the dog after surgery. It's like, you can try. It ain't going to work.
Okay, I'm going to put boxing gloves on you while you try to eat. Okay, when you starve for a day or two, you'll quit doing the bad things.
You just start eating like a pig. You just push your face just right in the plate.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's great coaching.
And those are like the little things that you sit there and you look at for what you need to do to correct the correctables, right? And I think that when they go back and they look at the tape and when they did go to the doctor on Sunday, so many correctables that were in that game because penalties are correctable. And now you're going to put boxing gloves on DBs and hopefully that doesn't lead them to think they're Mike Tyson and Jake Paul who are going to be fighting this week. But it's those little sorts of things that now you have a Wisconsin team that also gets the benefit of coming off of bye as well in a lot of practice. And Wisconsin has been one of those roller coaster teams. They've had their peaks and they've had their valleys, and they're coming off a 42-10 loss to the Iowa. Yeah. Iowa, right?
Iowa roped them pretty good
in their last game, and that's a tough one to rebound from. But we've seen Wisconsin a handful of times, the last couple of times in Rose Bowl games. This is one of the most familiar opponents that Oregon has in the Big Ten.
Yeah, Coach Fickell's a really good coach, and they're at home. And I have said this, that I think that probably Camp Randall is not equal to, but very close to what Autzen Stadium is as far as a home field advantage. It is a tough place to play. And I, even though we lost there last time we played in 2000, I enjoyed the experience.
Yeah.
The fans just get it, like Autzen's fans do. So that's going to make it tough on Oregon. They need to be really, really sharp. 12 penalties, 10 penalties, even 8 penalties, a fumble, a turnover, anything like that's really going to hurt in this atmosphere.
When you look at this Oregon team and the tests that they've kind of had to face already, this feels like one of those ones where a lot of things line up. It's obviously not Ohio State, but it's not a Maryland. There's some familiarity. They're a traditional football power. They're a Big Ten power. There's some juice to them. Like you said, Luke Fickell's a great coach. You just kind of look at this. This feels like a get right isn't the right thing, because it wasn't that the Ducks played poorly last week. It was they just probably didn't execute at the level that they expected themselves.
Yes.
This seems like the perfect kind of place where you have the level of competition is rising to a point of, if you screw around, you could be on your butt. And I think that serves as a good inflection point for where the Ducks are at right now, and a nice, like, hey, when you're going through practice this week and you're heading out to Madison, keep your head right, because if you don't, this team can jump up and get you. Does that sentiment kind of feel like that's kind of how Lanning and the staff are preparing these guys this week?
Yeah, I think that game, and I think the players realize it too, but that game gave Coach and his staff an opportunity to say, see, guys, you're not that good yet. Yeah. Okay? Yeah, you got to play better than that. So they used it to their advantage, and I think the players realized that afterwards. We kind of heard some guys saying we didn't play very good football. We know it. So I would be really shocked and surprised if they don't come out a much sharper and more Oregon-like football team on Saturday.
Jerry Allen is with us. We're going to hold him hostage for one more segment. I have a question because we saw some history in Autzen Stadium about the quarterback, Dylan Gabriel, for you. It was a record-setting day against Maryland, and he is eyeing more career passing records in the NCAA record books as the season continues to roll on. Jerry Allen with us. This is Danny Dusty on The Fan.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerry Allen joining us in, I guess, studio, in booth, up here at Autzen Stadium.
In booth.
In booth.
Upstairs.
Dylan Gabriel became the all-time touchdown leader in NCAA history last weekend. And it happened to a pass to an offensive lineman, which is, as you said, or was it Joey that said, it's an interesting footnote in the record books?
Yeah. It'll be a great trivia question in the future.
Yeah. Janoris Wilson caught the touchdown that pushed Dylan Gabriel over the edge for the all-time touchdown leader. He is a guy that we are in such a weird spot in the world of college football where at some point this will become normal, where guys can transfer in and you have a hired gun, right?
Yeah.
As your quarterback for 1 year. But it also is really interesting to think about the season that he is having, the team that is around him, and where Oregon is at right now as the number one ranked team in the country. He is one of the top four odds in Vegas to win the Heisman Trophy right now. The fact that he can be an all-time great in one season at quarterback, does that change for you if he was a guy that just if he plays for 1 year as opposed to what if he came in and it was 1 year where he sat on the bench and then he came and played for 1 year and then was he was in the program for two? Does that change for you how Dylan Gabriel should be remembered? It's hard for Duck fans to kind of wrap their heads
yeah.
around that.
How, you know, where would you rate him in the other group
yeah.
of quarterbacks who have been here 2, 3, 4, 5 years? This is something that's overlooked and not talked about enough this year. And I think Coach touched on a little bit, I think, on the postgame last week, talking to somebody. What Dylan Gabriel has done is not just come in and continue the greatness that he has. His athletic ability, his intelligence, I mean, he's one of the best in the game. He has been since he got in. That's why he's setting records. But what he did this year is he was able to bring his offense and his skill guys and his line together
yeah.
during the offseason and make it appear when the season started as if he had been here for 2 years.
Yeah. The what Dimes did, retreat down in Grants
yeah,
Pass.
Yeah, what he did to gather his guys together and say, guys, believe in me, I believe in you, let's be one. You felt like he had been here 2, 3 years.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can overlook that, and that's not going to be talked about a lot. People are going to remember, but he was only here for 1 year. But it was what he did coming into that 1 year that should allow him to be considered one yeah. of the greatest of all time to have played at Oregon.
And it's going to be really interesting to see kind of where the season goes, because in college football now you have postseason stats do account towards career accolades and
yeah,
records.
It's all different.
If the Oregon Ducks do make a run in a college football playoff, and if they play in a Big Ten championship game, he does have a really good shot at breaking one of what is considered to be one of the unbreakable records in sports, the all-time yards record held by Case Keenum.
Yeah.
And that would be an incredible feat because it's 19,000 yards.
But records, you know this, records are made to be broken. And if you go back in time to the NBA, the NFL, you name the sport, all sports have changed so much. Length of season, type of equipment used, timing in track and field, video replay in a lot of sports. You have to allow those to be a part of the game and let it be compared. If you set a record today, you can't go back and say, but the guys 40 years ago didn't have face masks. I mean, that's, you know, that's so they couldn't run as hard and lower their head. Now, take it for what it is. It is a record. And run with it because it's going to be broken again sometime later on.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
I mean, the college football seasons could, you know, 10 years from now, there could be 20-game seasons.
You're not lying about that. It could be. Because we know if the money's there, they're going to try to make it that. They're going to try to make it year-round football. Madison, Wisconsin. You said last time it was 2000, 24 years ago. I would say that I don't think anybody on the team was born, but I think Dylan Gabriel's been in college long enough to where maybe he was alive.
He would have been in a crib if he was.
What do you remember about Camp Randall and the experience there? Because it does, a lot of people say it is very reminiscent of almost a mixture of Oregon and Washington State, but like Pullman and Martin Stadium.
Magnified.
On steroids because of just more people.
Well, and the students do an unbelievable job. Oregon student sections, like for the Ohio State game, they got all those sections and they came early. They filled them up and they stayed till the end. That's what Wisconsin students do. Yeah. And we have shout. They have jump around. And so the entire stadium does in unison that jump around like Oregon fans do shout. And it is the atmosphere that is so... Oh, it's just it's special.
Are you gonna jump?
Oh no, I don't jump. No, I don't jump. I might wiggle. Okay, I may wiggle a little bit.
Okay, there we go.
Come on, give a little bit.
It's a part of the pageantry of college sports that I just love. I don't care whether it's at Autzen Stadium or at Camp Randall. If a school or an athletic program and their fans get it right, I respect that.
Yep. All right. What is your favorite? You've worked with Jorgie for so long.
Hmm.
And we talked about this on the broadcast this past week. It's a little superstitious booth up here.
No.
It is a little superstitious booth up here. As you guys, over 30 years, you guys have been calling games together.
Yeah.
What are some of the memories with Jorgie that you have of kind of his growth as a broadcaster and the growth that and kind of rapport that you guys have? Because you could tell it comes across on the air that you guys do like each other and you guys have been doing it.
We hit that very well.
Yeah.
But you don't hear off the air that you... No, you're right. It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, the very first game that Jorgie did with me was at Iowa, and that's we've told that story so many times. And a big moment of the game, and I went to him for some analysis, and he was hiding under the counter, and because he couldn't watch, he was too nervous. He still, to this day, doesn't hide under the counter anymore, but he'll just turn and look at the wall. He won't watch a big field goal try or a fourth down in the middle of the field.
Yeah, he doesn't like to do that.
I've never seen him wear long pants in a football game.
No, he doesn't.
Shorts.
He wears shorts everywhere.
Everywhere. The first time we were at the Independence Bowl in 89 and at Shreveport, we thought we were down south and it was going to be sunny and warm, and it was like 12 degrees, 15 degrees. I mean, seriously, wind was blowing. He wasn't working with me. Todd McKim was in the booth with me up on the roof. Jorgie was getting stats for us. He was doing wind sprints on the roof trying to keep warm, and they came upstairs and said, make the guy on the roof quit running. He's making us nervous downstairs. So he's always had that energy, that nervousness, that genuine, I am a Duck. I played for the Ducks.
Yeah.
I bleed green and yellow. Yeah. And I love that about him. I love it about him.
In that same vein, have you at any point in time or Dorgie had some version of your own superstitions? Not necessarily ones you go to every week, but in a game, like almost like you've got the perfect game, the no-hitter going, you're like, you're not going to mention, you know, let's say Dylan Gabriel completes 25 in a row. You like, do you even mention it at that point? Like, is there anything that you guys have ever had?
You know, we don't talk about it, but we both are very aware that, because John Lundquist will hand us a note, you know, that's 12 completions in a row or something like that. And sometimes John will give that to me or give it to Jorgie, and I'll just look at it and set it down. I'm not going to be that. He's hit 15 free throws in a row. And Jorgie has the same attitude I do about that. We'll sometimes look at each other, and John will say, that's 12 in a row or some special stat, and we'll kind of look at each other. It's like, I ain't gonna say it. You don't say it. No. So yeah, there's a lot of superstition. Yeah.
I think it was last year. I remember because I was sitting there thinking, has Bo thrown an incompletion? And then he finally threw one. And you mentioned he had 18 straight before that one.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, it's that they were keeping track of that.
Yeah.
He knew. He knew up there.
Well, but this last week, Joey during the week said, Oregon's one of the least penalized teams. Yeah. We had two penalties last week. Holy cow, you know?
Yep. 12 for 95.
Yeah, we reminded Joey about that. So, we have our, so he won't do that again.
So, shorts for Jorgie. Thank goodness you wear pants up here.
Look at when I'm in church, you don't know whether it's my legs or I'm riding a chicken. I'm pretty skinny. I really got skinny legs.
But I would say that from my 2 year and a half now doing this, sweets are a big part of this booth. Whether it is cookies,
you mean sugar?
Sugar for Jorgie. Okay. Sugar in the coffee. He has some candy, which I appreciate. A lot. I think sweets are probably another big one for this booth on what the spread is for each game.
Yeah, if there are not donuts for a home game early. Like there weren't last week.
Yeah.
So we were all asking, wait a minute, this isn't right. There are no donuts up in the press box. I'm trying. And then they reminded me, well, it's a 4 o'clock afternoon kick. Donuts are a morning delicacy. We don't do. So they went back and brought out a box of cookies early. So
see?
Yeah. Had to have something. You can't just. No. Yeah. Right. Donuts or cookies at least.
You got to have them.
Yeah.
You got to have them. All right. Thanks for coming up.
Yeah.
We will see you. Well, we're here on Saturday. A 4:30 kick.
Across the country.
Right here on the fan. Yeah. 6:30 p.m. in Madison. And I've been watching this weather like a hawk because I hate being cold. It's not going to be.
Oh, no, don't say it out loud.
No, what are you doing? No. It's not going to be hot until we play.
It's not going to be hot out there.
There you go.
That much. It's not going to be hot. If we're going to play this game, it won't be hot.
Oh, you know
what? It won't be hot.
I'm just waiting for the weather change now so that we go on the air on Saturday. I can say, well, Dusty Harris said.
Yeah.
He did jinx Jared Goff this weekend. So
I did.
His powers are growing.
I know. I am packing for all elements, and
this is one of those trips you have to. You have to, because Wisconsin. Look, man, I lived in North Dakota for 2 years. That part of the country, there's no. I think I've mentioned this before. My first day in North Dakota, I was there in late September. It was about 80 something degrees, and I'm not kidding when I say the next day was 20 degrees.
Yeah,
and it just flipped on its head, and it was like, oh, I'm not going to do well here.
That was the Cotton Bowl for us in 95.
Yeah.
We were a walk-around day on Friday, shorts, T-shirts, 80-some degrees, 81. The next morning we got up, and it was snow flurries with mixed rain and 34 degrees.
Oh, my God.
We were shocked. So you lived it. I couldn't live there. I couldn't do that.
There's a reason
and
why.
You survived.
There's small cities up there. They're super small cities in North Dakota.
There's a reason why.
I'll guaranteed a freak blizzard.
I don't care. I'm in the booth. Eating donuts and cookies and drinking hot coffee.
Yeah. It's going to be a dry cold, though.
It's a dry cold.
Dry cold. Jerry, thanks for stopping by with us, man. We'll talk to you on Saturday.
I appreciate you.
All right.
Thanks.
Let's go.
Appreciate you, Jerry. Thank you. And we're gonna. I put Boomer out there on Twitter for everybody else to line
like
it on.
That's it.
It hurt me to my core at first thinking that I just turned 40. I'm like, oh, I'm not that old. Come on now, don't do that to me. But then you drop the boomerang on. I was like, I've never gotten that one before.
That's
pretty good.
To your 48-year-old producer.
Hey, I'm just saying. I'm feeling kind of lost right now. But come up next, we got our worst day on the web. I've got a couple.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.